marks the 10th anniversary of the last sighting of the Batman.
All units, robbery in progress. Gotham City Trust.
They call us a gang. Only when they die by our hands will they know Gotham City belongs to them.
Fucking Frank Miller, son of a bitch, you ruined my fucking book.
You know what we need to cover one day? We need to watch The Spirit, because I've never seen that shit.
Never seen it either.
Oh, really? You both never seen? Oh, wow. Well, no spoiler.
Why did I just suggest that?
Well, in the movie, that's what it's for, man. All right. Yeah. You're welcome to spoil at the movies. I'm the phenomenal one.
Hi, I'm Cody.
And I'm sad to be here, because I'm Wayne.
Oh, sad bear. Oh,
sad. Oh, I'm very sad. Especially if you're let down by this movie, well, movies, then yeah, I'm very upset. I remember we loved this shit originally. What happened?
You know what? It still holds up, but I thought it was even better than when I had first saw it. I was like, oh wow. Especially because I thought I loved the first one more, and then when I watched it, and then. You know, the whole gang and shit like that. I thought they were silly in the book, but then even rewatching them on the screen, I was like, wow, that's fucking silly.
I'm convinced it was that new Superman Batman trailer just got you so hyped up that you're like, fuck this Frank Miller shit. I want to see that. I can't wait to see Man of Steel 2.
Maybe that's what I said. I don't remember liking this, because I posted it on Facebook. I remember liking the fuck out of both of these movies, because I remember I even said, yo, is it even almost up there under the red hood? And I was like, nah.
Whoa! Shit.
I haven't seen part one in since it came out, but I remember I liked it more just because it had that Batman psychological aspect to it, where it's like, this nigga's talking to a bat and shit now. It's like
You know what it was? It was the Dark Knight Rises effect. If you remember, that came out and was disappointing, and this came out and everyone's like, this should be that Batman move. This should have been it.
Yeah, that does make sense too, because I remember this came out like a month after part one, and I was like, wow, this explained a lot more fucking better than shit than what Dark Knight Rises did, actually.
Which it still does, I'm sorry.
Oh, and it's finally the first movie we actually watched where we finally realized that Robin costume was meant for a girl.
Oh. Robin, I mean, I'm sorry, Robin
was wearing that shit now. Let's be
I don't like Robin though as a woman. I'm sorry. Robin should have a dick.
Damn. It makes you feel any better. She was only Robin for like fucking two issues. Well,
that's
like
all
that.
She should have been, because I'm sorry. Yeah, females aren't crime fighters. I'm sorry.
God damn.
Damn, DC got a lot of female crime fighters.
You got Wonder Woman.
Fucking go.
You got Huntress, Black Canary, I mean, shit.
All useless. All fucking hopeless. Hey, run them.
You got Zatanna? I mean, shit.
All hopeless.
I thought you were the DC guy. What the
I fuck? Am, but you know what? After what the females are doing with Ghostbusters, fuck their entire sex. I hate them all. Fuck them. Fuck God. Them all. Famously, if you don't like it, you go put on your Wonder Woman costume, you fat whore, and bloody see how tough you can be. I really don't give a shit about your whole sex. Fuck them. You're fucking up my favorite things. Piss off.
What are you talking about,
Cody? I don't know. I'm angry at the female species at the moment. Fuck them.
I have no response.
What the fuck I got to do with this movie, man?
Nothing! But I thought I'd just go on that little tangent.
I got nothing.
What the hell I got to do with DC's female characters?
Well, folks, it's been a review. Thank you for listening to Spoil After Movies.
I need to go on my little rant.
I will say that I'm not too big of a fan of most of the female characters in DC, except for Batgirl. Batgirl, she stole me away.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
I think Supergirl is just a fucking retarded ass. Or I'm sorry. That's just what a fucking coincidence her origin is. It's just, my family believed your family, and they made a ship just the same size as yours and sent me out too, whatever, and I landed right in the same spot just a couple of years later. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
You know what? I'm gonna take that audio sample you just recorded then and put on the new Supergirl trailer for the TV show. I bet you it sums it up perfectly. That can be the trailer right there. Perfect.
I hate everything about the girl. It's a question. She's stronger than Superman or not? Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I hate everything about Superman.
The only time Supergirl would be stronger than Superman is when she's on a period, alright? That'd be the only fucking time.
Well, I thought she was going to say when she's on that pole.
Oh, she should be on that pole. She'd bend it.
I should know devolve into this. I should know.
I'm just saying, Cody. Beast the shot of Superman. I've never smiled so hard. That's why I think that's why I smiled through that new Batman, because I just saw Batman. In my mind, I saw Batman beating his ass. So I was like,
He kind of was throughout that trailer. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and then it pissed me off. He's gonna tear his fucking Batman. What a bitch! He's gonna destroy his property. What a fucking bitch! I hope he dies in that movie.
That's Superman for you. Superman doesn't care about property.
Yeah, that goes to show you here. Like Batman said in these movies, you a vigilante with a boss now. That's all. Yeah, that's right. Tell him, Batman. Tell him. Shit. I wish I was Robin. I'd be in the background. Yeah, you tell him, Batman. What are you gonna do, Robin? I'm gonna sit right here. Shit.
You would be the most fucked up Robin that ever was.
Oh hell yeah! Bruce would fire my ass a long time ago.
Fuck, Alfred come down in the cave. You'd be fucking some bloody hooker or some shit.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but Alfred has to clean that shit up.
What's the point of the cave? You can't fuck somebody in that shit. I'd fuck Alfred in that cave.
You would have been a far better Chris O'Donnell. You know when he's driving around in Batman Forever and the Batmobile trying to pimp it out.
I'm like, hey, baby, get in the car. Hey, Batman, that's Batboy. Bitch, it's Robin. Shit. Robin, bitch. Get the name right. Shit. I don't need to be Batman. Shit.
I forgot. Fuck that movie. Shit. I forgot how bad that movie was.
I'd like to see Cody in that Robin costume, though.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that.
That should be the next challenge. That should be the next day.
No Cody Robin costume.
We'll go around the streets dressed as Robin.
Right now, no.
You want to put that yellow and green on, Cody?
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
That's why that How It Should Have Ended video of Dark Knight Rises, where they did the animation where Joseph Gordon-Levitt walked into the cave and then that Robin costume came out, and he said, oh, hell no. No, I'm not wearing that.
Yeah, exactly. What it would be like. The same exact fucking reaction. No.
That would have been hilarious at the end of Dark Knight Rises had that costume popped up and it wasn't that one or whatever. He's like, oh. You want me to wear this? Oh. Should have made it. I'm surprised they didn't wear that in Batman Forever. Shit. If that goddamn movie was, you would expect that he'd pull that old-ass costume out.
Oh, but he had it.
Actually, Batman Forever looks worse.
He had it in the circus, though, remember?
Oh.
Stupid, the Flying Grayson's outfit just happened to be the Robin outfit, who then becomes a hero and no one notices this shit. Fucking stupid. We're going to cover that movie one day. Harvey, I'm Batman. Yeah, fuck off. No one hears that shit. Fucking stupid.
That's why Wayne reminds us of that terrible piece of shit. Yeah, worst Batman adaptation ever. Batman Forever.
Yeah, we'll get to that one day. We'll get to that. We got it.
I don't want to watch that again. But, okay. All right. Well, people are here to talk about The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and Part 2 based off the novel from Frank Miller. Frank Miller, man. Sometimes, man, he just... Sometimes he can hit gold when he hits gold. And sometimes he hits shit when he... Especially now that he hits shit and he hits shit. I think this is the first one he's probably ever done where it's just right in the middle. Right there. It's got a lot of iconic parts in there, man. And my favorite one, obviously... Which I fucking absolutely love this line when.
But I didn't have to go easy on you. A defining agent, a stronger mix. I want you to remember that. I wanted to remind you to stay out of my way. In all the years to come, in your most private moments, I want you to remember the one man who beat you.
Damn, I just got a boner. Shit, I just got a fucking boner. Look at the look on Superman. He looks so stupid and shit. He's just like, oh, hush. you did beat me. Oh, yeah.
But do you bleed? You will.
What a powerful fucking line that was, man. In your most quiet moments, when you're just sitting there rubbing your little fucking super dog or who the fuck it is, or filling on your fucking cousin, because you're just like, oh, nobody knows we're related by blood. Whatever the hell you doing, I want you to remember that I was the one that whooped your ass. Oh, God. Oh.
Such a good Batman line, too.
That is one of the greatest lines ever.
That is one of the best lines ever, man. Yes. Green Arrow. You ever think that Arrow show is going to produce this Green Arrow?
Why would you even ask that fucking question? Dumbest fucking question I've ever heard.
I was looking at that Arrow, at this Green Arrow, and I was like, God damn, dude, that dude's been through some shit. He looks like shit. That's how I expect Wayne to look 20 years from now.
It's Batman or Superman? Which one?
Shit, this one, that Green Arrow in here.
Oh, fuck the Green Arrow.
That's how I expect you to look 20 years from now. No arm, beard, bald headed, just got that hair in the side, whatever shit.
Yeah, still, that's pretty much me now, man. What are you talking about?
Still athletic for some reason and shit, can move around. Still looking for revenge from some shit that of Paul Feig and shit. And
I'll be getting that revenge. I ain't fucking remember that.
Talking to me and Cody, talking about, I always knew it'd come down to this. Me and Cody looking at you like, damn, man, put yourself together, Wayne. Shit. That movie came out in 2016, and you still talking about it. It's 2025, and you still talking about that shit, Wayne.
Pain lasts forever, my friend. You didn't have to watch Sex in the City, alright? That pain's still there.
Motherfucker, I saw it before all y'all, so shit, you should fuck up. Shit.
True.
I see hard shit. I had to dump a chick because of that. So don't you tell me that.
Damn.
Fuck her. And everybody had a nice-ass body on her, though. My God, man. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
I don't know if that was the best move ever or the biggest mistake, but whatever. Doesn't matter. But I'll give a plot synopsis.
Oh, please, choice. Please.
Batman beats the shit out of Superman. There you go. So what do you guys like about now? So we fast forward 10 years later, kind of like in Dark Knight Rises, although I think in that movie it was 9 years.
It was 8 years in that movie.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck you, Nola. we fast forward 10 years later, and Batman and all the other JLA, they've all gone their separate ways. You know, I think they said Green Lantern went in space. Which, man, he must be fucking some serious space pussy out there and just leave Earth and all together. Wonder Woman went back to her tribe. Her
kitchen.
Tribe. Yeah, damn.
That kind of review.
Yep.
Shit, her kitchen, god damn.
Yeah.
All right, Cyborg got turned into an iPod. What's up, Flash got old and couldn't remember where to run to. I think he had diarrhea problems or something like that, so he had to run to that bathroom, whatever.
Aquaman drowned.
Damn.
What?
I think Superman did say that, yeah. I think he did say Aquaman. He got killed by a fish.
He got caught by a fisherman, unlike those fucking reality TV shows.
His villain in the Aquaman movie is going to be a shark. Ate his ass. It's gonna be that whale from Pinocchio.
A Monstro.
Yeah, he's gonna find Ultron in there singing No Strings. You gonna find Pinocchio, Ultron, they all pet up. Y'all gonna be sitting in there, motherfucker.
You have, yeah, Ultron, yeah, bloody Aquaman, and Bill Cosby trying to hide out in there.
What the fuck?
He's like Papa Geppetto. He's kind of a pedophile.
And Jared from Subway, there you go.
Feeding him sandwiches.
Oh, and Z creeping around the corner.
All in Monstro, how amazing is that?
And Superman decided to work for the president because he's a punk bitch. But this all relates to crime being more rampant than ever. And Batman's decided, nah, I take that back. That bat has decided that he wasn't done with Bruce Wayne because that motherfucker can't even turn on the TV without seeing flashbacks of his parents getting killed. I mean, he saw a report of like, oh, Two-Face has finally returned to normal, and will he give up his life crime? This motherfucker started having flashbacks and shit. I was like, damn, dude, something wrong with you mentally. Motherfucker goes outside, gets some fresh air, runs back in, then he looks at the sky and says, I'm not done with you. And I was like, okay, you're scaring me now. Probably the scariest Batman has ever fucking been. Meanwhile, Gotham's on a change of position between Jim Gordon and this new commissioner who's taking over in her way. It's like, you know, Batman needs to go down. People are a little weary about Batman. They're saying he pretty much created all these villains he's got going on. Meanwhile, Joker's in a mental asylum. Arkham nut job for losers or some shit like that. And he's sitting there as a fucking vegetable. And every time he hears the word Batman, just a little spark of life comes back into him. It's kind of like Cody when he hears the word beer. It's like, huh?
Ooh.
Cause Cody looks like he has a blank stare in his face and shit. And you hear the word, hey, Cody, you want to get a beer? With? Darling.
That's exactly right.
So, And pretty much part one ends itself pretty much with Batman reclaiming his city, if you will, by defeating and humiliating the leaders, the mutants' leader, in front of his gang, and establishing his dominance. And meanwhile, somehow this bitch becomes Robin, but she has the costume just in her closet. And I don't know where the fuck that came from. I mean, does Robin costumes on sale right now? Did Joker have that happen after Jason Todd? Anybody want to explain that to me? Wayne, oh, fuck, I ain't got no answer.
No one's got it yet.
I know Wayne will say she sold it.
Yeah, she made it. That's right.
She sold that.
Yeah, she sold that shit. There you go.
So part two kicks off where we end the first one with Joker kind of getting his sense of mind back, if you will, what little there is left. And part two kicks off with Superman now being involved. Government is saying, hey, we don't like the way Batman operates. Pretty much it's just, they don't like Batman because he gets shit done while they're still waiting. Oh, we have to sign a bill to do something about it. So they don't like his methods the way they do because they feel intimidated. Batman pretty much tells Superman that. But Superman, you know, he's a bitch, so obviously he just, which by the way, Superman's the biggest dick in this movie ever. Do you see, guys, when he stopped that train, probably killed everybody on that fucking train. Could just picked up that blind ass man. I was like, what a fucking bastard. What a fucking bastard, man. Shit, he killed that conductor probably.
That motherfucker, man, is still broke a guy's truck. All right, that was that guy's living. All right, so he didn't give a shit.
That's true too. Superman's a fucking cunt. And he's fighting wars he don't belong in, beating up other countries and shit. Don't even know why. Just beat him up.
He's got a fucking puppet.
You got this Ronald Reagan looking motherfucker in here and shit. I mean, but before we get to the Superman parts, because he's kind of the side story of this movie until it wraps itself up. Joker plays this sympathetic victim, if you will, to get on TV, and I thought this was the funniest shit of it. I'm glad he killed that doctor. That doctor's getting on my nerves and shit. can the people keep these cups? Yeah, sure, we got a ton. He broke that motherfucker and cut him out. I was like, best part of the whole movie right there. Killed him. Joker goes on a fucking massive killing spree in a matter of 10 minutes. killed 200 people in this room. Went to this fair, and I lost count on how many people he had shot in this motherfucker. He was bitch slapping people in the windows and shit like that. I was like, ah, damn, shit. Batman said, I'm tired of this shit. Decided to kill his ass. And they're on a manhunt for Batman saying he's a murderer now. And I like it. Like he's even a murderer even after killing this motherfucker who left bodies just piled up in this fucking fair. He's just like, oh, okay. What were the cops going to do? They're going to shoot his ass anyway. So what difference does it make who kills him? Once Joker's dead, Superman, the president's like, yo, we have to stop him. He got to deal with this situation after the Soviet pretty much sent electronic magnetic EMU pretty much to disable all the electronics in America. I don't know if it was the whole country, but I think it was. Yeah, it was the whole country. And thus making Superman just a little bit weaker because apparently he steals life from the Earth. That's what I got from this. That's what I'm going to go with because he's a bitch. He's stealing life from the earth just so he can survive. How selfish is that? Let trees and shit die just so he can... What a fucking dick. So Batman comes in and beats the shit out of him. And then Green Arrow, he's one-armed. He's like, you know, hey, this dude fucked me up back then, too. I want a piece of that pie, baby. And that's leaving us with that greatest line ever I've ever heard. That's where the movie ended for me, I'm not going to lie. I cut it off there. I'm like, yeah, Batman won. That's all you need to know. So, Cody, if I walk out on you and Don Justin, I see Batman holding Superman, I walk out of that just show. That's the end of the movie for me, all right?
Hey, okay. That's respectable.
No more after that.
I can respect that.
Superman didn't come back or nothing like that. No, Batman just won. That's the end of it. That's the way I see things. That's the way I look at it. What did you guys think of the movie, or both movies as one? Because they're both only an hour and 15 minutes long, so damn near makes one movie.
It pretty much is meant to be one film anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. More or less. This was just DC Animation saying, fuck you, Nolan, since you want to leave us now, when we're about to kick our universe off, so fuck you, dude. All right. We'll show.
I think it's more so, fuck you to Dark Knight Rises in particular, but.
Damn. That movie wasn't that bad, damn.
Yeah, well, you see the way this movie ends, you recognize, Dark Knight Rises, they tried to parallel that shit, but they fucking botched it, like, almost tenfold. So, yeah, I kind of look at this as a fuck you to Dark Knight Rises. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, when Dark Knight Rises came out and ended, I was like, yeah, it was a problem. It wasn't that terrible, though. And then I saw this, And I was like, God damn, man, this one just proved all.
Especially how to do the whole Batman Legacy thing. You handle much better than Dark Knight Returns. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was one thing I liked about part one, is it really got into the psyche of Batman shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that scene where he came back after getting his ass beat by the leader, and he was just talking to that bat, he's like, I ain't done with you. And I know you ain't done with me. So get down here and let's finish. I was like, what the fuck is he talking to right now? And you see that bat come out? I was like, is that what was that supposed to be in Batman Forever? When that fake ass animatronic.
Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah. And Val Kilmer holding his hands up. Like, I was like,
that's just that character to the film.
I had never seen Batman more crazier than this shit.
It's like every time we've done a review, we always say the great things we love about Batman is when it's just him as Bruce Wayne being fucking crazy.
Yeah. That's just when he had his best, or he has his best stories. Yeah, I agree.
I would even say, as silly as I'm talking about how the mutants and shit were, like how they handled Two-Face and Joker, I thought was really well, too. Like Two-Face's whole montage of they finally fixed his face and how he still thinks he's like this creature after all these years and shit. I thought that was really good how they did that. Joker's his voice, the voice actor for him, I was a little bit too crazy about the voice at first.
That was Michael Emerson, I believe, that's his name.
Yeah, I think that was it. I wasn't too crazy on the voice of him, per se, but man, once he's released on that fucking fair, man. Dude, like, you know it's bad when even Joker say got to tell Batman. Because Batman, this dude put a gun to this chick's head, and then Batman just threw some batarangs. I was like, damn, Batman didn't even stop to think about it. He just threw those batarangs, and one hit him in the eye and the other in the shoulder. And even Joker had to say, what the hell is wrong with you? Batman just saying like one word, stop smiling. I was like, holy shit.
This is my kind of Batman, the one who just straight up doesn't give a fuck. I love this. I adore every part of this.
Because I remember someone that told me, what was the point of him doing that? And I was like, I gotta agree with that, but I gotta say, that shit was funny as hell. When he spit on Joker after it was already done. Man, spit on him.
I ain't gonna question that. After all these years, all this shit he's caused Batman in Gotham City, how the fuck he's not gonna spit on him?
I was like, damn. Like 10 minutes later, shit, he just goes, looks at him and just goes, yeah, fucking
steal. It could have been worse. He could have taken his fucking tights off and taken a shit over the Joker.
Those cops wouldn't have came. He wouldn't have took. Imagine what he would have did with that body. He wouldn't even would have took that body back with him if the cops happened to came. He'd have been like, yeah, I'm dragging this motherfucker out with me. Then he set his ass on fire. I was like, shit. Like, as he's beating the shit out of Joker in this place, he's kind of like, no more games. How many people have I let I killed just by letting you live? And Joker's like, I lost count. Or whatever. He's like, I did. And he's like, I love you for it. But back on part one, though. I guess we should go through that one first before we get to part two. Part one. I thought that was some of the best Bruce Wayne moments out of both films, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I love Peter Weller. I think played a great Batman Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Peter Weller, I wasn't sold on him at first, but by the time part two came around, I kind of warmed up to him. I know that you guys had the same effect.
You know, when I first heard it, when I first watched it, it was kind of, I was kind of expecting kind of a darker sounding voice, I guess, just because of the size, the massive size of Batman himself. But like you said, it kind of grew on me, but mine grew on me pretty quicker than I guess yours did, Cody. I grew on him pretty quick in the first one. Okay. The Joker, I guess he kind of grew on me too just because of his actions. It was one of those things, actions speaking louder than his words, I guess.
Absolutely.
Hey, did you guys see who played Alfred Pennyworth in this?
Yeah, it was Ian McKellen. No, fuck.
Michael Jackson. It says Michael Jackson.
What?
Alfred Pennyworth. I don't think it's the same Michael.
I'll be goddamn.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Well, you're not lying. Why do you look like Ian McKellen?
That would have been awesome. Michael Jackson is Alfred Pennyworth.
I told you Michael Jackson was a great actor. You remember him in Men in Black 2?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Step up for him. Shit.
Captain EO.
Agent M. Yeah. I could be Agent M. I can do this, guys.
that fucking Suicide Squad should have hired him as the Joker. No makeup needed. He's fucking white, creepy, or
anything. Come on, Steve, I'm ready to Joker. He's
pale as shit. Perfect. Creepiest motherfucker out there.
Batman would have got confused. This nigga would have been dancing and singing around or whatever. Just like, he would have told Batman, your butt is mine.
It'd be like that, that South Park episode. He's, no, you're just ignorant. Just ignorant. Fucking getting the shit punched out of him.
You're ignorant. You don't get it, Batman. I have fun with these kids. Instead of Joker being a homicidal maniac, he's a fucking pedophile and shit. He's the greatest pedophile. That makes sense why he touched Barbara, Batgirl. Made her into the Oracle. That makes sense what he did to Tim Drake too. In Return of the Joker.
Yeah. Joker's a fucked up guy, but I don't think he's a pedophile.
What'd you think, Wayne, of part one?
When I first saw part one, I loved the fucking hell out of it. I was like, this is far better than Dark Knight Rises, and yeah, but rewatching it again, I still love it. I think it's still one of the better animated features, but
mm-hmm.
Pretty much what you pretty much said, P1, that it doesn't hold up as well after seeing it, yeah, such a long time after. I think the Dark Knight Rises letdown effect made me love this so much more the first time. And it really did. It really did.
I can see that, maybe.
But I love the Batman and Bruce Wayne being just this fucked up guy who's just had enough, who's just finally pissed off with the Joker getting away with shit, with fucking... Yeah, the fact that no one's doing anything but himself. I mean, the guy drives around a fucking tank, for God's sake. That's just bad. Yeah.
Tank, man, that ain't even a word. What the fuck? I like when he's like, what do you call this thing? He's like, Dick called it the Batmobile. I was like, really? Is that what you fuck you gonna call this? The Batmobile? I mean, shit. That thing you picked up in part two, that was a mobile. This thing you ride in right now, this is a fucking war vehicle. Even, the moment where fucking Batman let that general shoot himself, handed him the gun and shit, I was like, damn, dude. He's a proper way of ending your career, general. And then he just walks out and you hear that gunshot goes, I was like, damn, he just shot himself. Shit.
That's Batman for you.
Does that to herself. That's how Batman, I want her to fuck hit her mind up so badly. If I was David, just put a gun in her head. Don't want to do it because, she's kind of a bitch, so I don't mean Viola Davis, I mean the character herself, so Amanda Waller. So I mean, like, you talk about periods, Wayne, Amanda Waller's on the ultimate period.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that woman's just a fucking power-hungry bitch.
Hey, she cloned Batman. That made you feel better. She made Terry McGinnis.
Oh, let's get that. Fuck that. Oh, that shit kind of pissed me off, but we won't get into that.
Oh, I thought you liked that.
I like the fact that it's like Terry McGinnis is now a DNA clone, but not 100% clone of Bruce Wayne. Like, what the fuck? No.
And then when she tried to recreate the events of his parents dying and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck off. Yeah, you kill his father to try and recreate the events of Bruce Wayne. I'm like, come on, that shit's getting a bit too fucking detailed, man.
Man, she's a fucking bitch. She's the biggest bitch in DC comic history. Seriously, oh, I think he went to extreme lengths to kill his fucking parents just to prove a point to Terry. I was like, god damn. And showed no remorse for that shit either. It's like, yeah, well, you know, hey. How about you, Cody? What did you think of part one?
I still enjoy the fuck out of this movie. Weird dialogue and all. It's probably because I just put on one of my favorite comic books of all time. Like Wayne was saying, Bruce Wayne's character, about how he just had enough of this shit and he just goes all balls out, basically nearly killing motherfuckers at some points. It's awesome. It's good stuff, man. And then to see their interpretations of Joker and Two-Face, particularly Two-Face, man, I was like, wow, it was a cool take on him. Him still having that persona even after he got, you know, the plastic surgery and whatnot.
I wish they would have done more with him personally.
What was that?
I wish they would have did more with him personally.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I thought he was better than the Joker. Not, like, better at it, but as far as his storyline they had going,
yeah,
better than the Joker.
I agree, yeah. That whole setup with him, that was fantastic, man.
Once again, Joker is shafting Two-Face.
Yeah.
Damn, this is a fucking Nolan trilogy, huh? Shit.
Ah, oh, man, yeah, but you gotta love the scene, man. You gotta love the sequence where he takes on the mutant leader in front of all of the gang members, with the part with the shiv and all that shit. Oh, you can just don't do shit, man.
That man don't shiv, he's like,
man, that, I adore that shit. That's one of my favorite sequences of all time, especially Batman's one line where he talks about, you don't get his son, this is an operating table, I'm the fucking surgeon.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Last line before he started beating his ass. And how bold is that for Gordon to let this dude out of prison, too? That's another thing that was so good about it, because it shows you the years of trust and loyalty that those had together or whatever. That was one of the reasons why this story was so good, is because this is like after years later of knowing these characters and stuff like that. I don't know how a person who, if they watched this or read this for the first time and never read a Batman or saw a Batman story, how they would feel, this being their first Batman entry. But for like people like the three of us and shit who's like growing up the Batman, for us, this is like a great fucking closure to for all these characters.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
That was one of my main problems when I heard Dawn of Justice was being made and Superman being so young. I was like, damn it, we ain't going to get that experienced Superman, the one where Batman's known him for all these years. That was the reason why that suit was made specifically for this battle, you know? Like Green Arrow said, shit, hey, we always knew it'd come down between two. Even in those animated shows, Justice League and shit, whenever Batman and Superman was on screen, you always knew, like Green Arrow said, this world wasn't big enough for both of them. It was going to come down sooner or later that these two were going to beat the shit out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You could always feel that tension between the two whenever they were on screen together. There's a lot of mutual respect that they have each other that probably never tore each other apart, but there was always those points where you just, Batman, there was a couple of times, at least in the Justice League show, where he's just like, yeah, I'm kind of done with you guys, or, you know, this ain't my crowd, or some shit like that. Oh, Doom was the most potent one out of all of them, where he just said, yeah, I created stuff to stop all y'all.
Oh, man, I love that story so much. so bad, man.
The look on Wonder Woman's face. But, what? Yes. And he just looked back at her, no blinking, no nothing, just like, yeah, okay. What'd you expect? Yeah. Hey, look, I ain't that crazy. I knew if my ass got a hand, I got something to stop my ass, too. So
there you go.
I don't play favoritism, motherfucker. We all crazy. Don't love him. He's pretty much like, they like, you belong in Arkham, Bruce. And he's like, we'll be sharing a cell all together. All seven. But no, the mutant leader and all that stuff, that fight was cool. I thought it was funny when he killed the mayor. Did he eat his head off?
Yeah, I believe he did.
Damn. Damn. I would have told them, fuck them poles, man. I ain't going in there. Are you crazy? Wayne would have went in there out of arrogance, probably.
Oh, yeah. I'd get my ass fucking killed in a second.
Oh, yeah. Fuck this guy. I ain't scared him. That door open. Damn, he's that big.
I'll still tell him to get fucked. I know I'm going to get killed. What's the difference? I'll pull a shiv out on him. I'll be right.
Gordon tried to help him. You don't want Gordon to go, apparently. So, you know. Gordon 7 still going at it, though.
Well, we all know I'm an arrogant fuck, so I'd end up dying. But, yeah. Oh, Gordon. You know what? Is Gordon even in the new bloody Batman Superman thing? If he's alive in this, but he's dead in that.
There's rumors that he's dead. That's not confirmed yet, though, so I have no fucking clue.
That rumor has been going on for a fucking year now. He still ain't confirmed. Shit. Yeah, because I remember the last thing I heard is he died in that or whatever. It was like the after effects.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think, personally, they probably should go with that, because I think it'd add more to Batman's psyche.
Oh, bet he dies in that fucking bloody solo film. I bet he dies in the bloody Superman buddy old fight or some shit.
That's why Batman was shaking. I mean, Bruce Wayne was shaking.
Yeah.
When he was holding that girl, I was like, I knew that guy. Damn, shit. It was a good man right there. You know?
It was Jennifer Gardner was in that building, I think.
Damn.
He's like, thank God, I don't have to pay any alimony or lawsuits. Awesome.
No, that's how they stopped fighting. He's just like, Jennifer's in there, and he was just like, oh, was she?
It's okay.
Hey, let's do the stop. You want to go grab your beer now right now? Damn, dude, you did me a favor, shit.
Thanks, man.
I thought they were a good couple. That sucks. Oh, well, yeah. Pass that ass along now. Anyway.
Yeah, but he found out she was Elektra, so, yeah. He did that shit.
Man, that shit, I don't even remember that shit. Come on now. Come on, don't bring that shit. That was terrible. She was in Dallas Buyers Club. You shut your mouth now, shit.
Oh, yeah, well, look, she's a great actress, just besides Elektra, that's all.
God damn it.
That movie's shit, I'm sorry. Fucking
the movie shit. Movie was shit, but that was a different time. That shit.
Thank God for Netflix, man. Netflix. That just spat that shit out and said, fuck you, bloody Daredevil.
God damn it. Well, anyway, on to part two now. So, part two kicks off with Bruce Wayne wearing his ugly-ass mask. I thought it was fucking terrifying, like a mask. I was more scared of that than I was a Batman, to be honest. That shit was gruesome. It looked like Jordan Marquez or something on a bat.
Come on, it's not that scary.
Terrible looking. I'm sorry, man. Just waiting for him to go, hey, guys, or some shit like that. It's like, ugh. And then you got these two fuckwits in there. What were they saying? What was the fuck of that? Bruno. Yeah, Bruno don't shift. We slice and dice. We drink alcohol. We drink. You know, wait, watch this, old man. We slice and dice. So I was like, somebody shut these niggas the fuck up right now. God damn, I really hope that one comes to in the future. That shit was terrible, man. I was like, wow, man. Then you see Superman shows up being a little bitch that he is. I'm sorry, I just don't like Superman. I really don't fucking like him. So, Wayne, you have to be more non-biased than I am. Yeah, he did get fat in here. He became a little, like Oliver called him schoolboy in here, working for the government, working for Ronald Reagan, working for the devil.
He got fat. Did you see Selina Kyle?
She, oh, like I told her, years ain't been too kind to you, huh? He was like, oh.
God, no.
When Batman kissed on that, I was like, ugh, you want to regret that, man? I mean, I was like, you might want to get checked out after you touch her. Shit. I'm sorry, but she looked like she carrying every fucking known disease that sexual encounters can ever encounter. I mean, Jesus Christ. She looked like she was carrying chlamydia and the craps all at once.
Damn.
Maybe she stole a cure.
But a part of me would still hit that just knowing that was Catwoman back in the day. But anyway. Oh, dressed her up in that Wonder Woman outfit. Oh, God.
Yep.
I said, oh, God, even for cosplay. How the fuck is she running the service?
Oh, man.
Who the fuck would call on her? Oh, she must be using that Catwoman fantasy back then or some shit. That's the only reason I can see why. Other than that, ugh, God. Who the fuck? Oh, well, I guess it's a whorehouse. So I was gonna say, who would give her a business?
What do I know?
She used all the money she stole over the years and shit to go open that shit up. Wayne, what was your feelings on part two, though?
Oh, look, part two. Okay, when
when
I first saw it, I actually it was never as good as the first part. But for some reason, I love parts of the Joker with this, but then I can never get over the look of him. I just don't like the way Frank Miller designed the Joker in this. I don't know why. And that's what fucking scares me with Suicide Squad movie, because it looks like that's kind of the look they're going for with the fucking the white jacket, and, you know, I'm like, I don't know. But
You know what? I kind of got to defend you on that one. When we watched it, the look of him, I wasn't really feeling that. I don't know why I overlooked it, I guess, the first time I watched it. The look did nothing for me, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know if it was because of the look and the voice he had.
Yes.
It didn't do nothing for me.
But the stuff he did was really fucking badass. I like some of that shit. However, obviously the highlight of this was Batman beating the absolute shit out of fucking Superman, which if that did Ben Affleck yes! do that shit, yeah, I'm gonna be pissed. Buddy. I wanna see Superman bloody, beaten, and left for fucking dead. That's what needs to happen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we all want to see. Batman, I love that line. He's just like, it took years. And a lot of time and a lot of money. Unfortunately for you, I had both. I was like, that's fine.
Well, the thing is, the reason I hate Superman is how many opportunities did he have to beat Batman? He had multiple times, and he kept fucking talking. So Batman's like, all right, I'm going to fucking shock your ass. I'm going to fucking hit you with this. And he wasn't playing.
I love that first shot he does, too, though. He was just like, come on, Bruce, we don't have to do this. And he was like, oh, yes, we do. And he pulls that gun out yes. and fucking blasts. I was like, holy shit. That gun blew out all the windows to the buildings down that whole street and shit, made him bleed. I was like, God damn, Superman, I don't think he's playing then. If that was his first shot at you, destroyed buildings.
That sound wave gun thing. Oh, I want to have that one. I love that sound wave weapon. That is just awesome.
And then as Superman's still trying to talk to him, he puts that fucking wire to the light pole and everything. Just like, yeah, you got your orders and I got mine or whatever. And he just shakes his hand and shocks the shit out of him. And then, I love that dialogue exchange that Batman was telling him too, man. Batman's dialogue throughout that whole fight was just fucking phenomenal, to be honest. I thought it was some of the best dialogue Batman has ever said in the 75 years he's been around.
I will not argue at all. That is, I agree. Some of the best fucking writing was for that part in Batman.
Oh, yeah, when he was telling them how, you know, we're all vigilantes, you just work for someone now and stuff. I even like that part where Superman, when they were that's what I fucking hate about Superman. You remember that scene where he was riding the horses and shit, and this motherfucker got the audacity to have a fucking eagle fly on his goddamn arm and just stand there and pose and shit. I was like, I want someone to whoop your ass so bad, man. Just, man, you fucking pretentious douchebag, man. Oh, I had an eagle on my arm. That just means I'm greater than America. I am America. You know, America, then is like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, not if Donald Trump gets into power, he'll be sending your ass back to Mexico.
What the fuck?
It's true. He wouldn't put up with Superman shit. He'd go back to Krypton. It's blowing up. I don't care. Off you go.
I would love to see a flashback where Ollie lost his arm because of Superman. Oh. He kept bringing that shit up because when Superman was talking about what happened to the other JLA members and shit, and then Batman just said, even Oliver. And he was just like, I didn't want it to go down that way. It's just like, yeah, Oliver feels the same way. And he, motherfucker fiend, and he look like a crackhead looking for revenge and shit. I'll tell you, Wayne, I fear for you, man.
No, I tell you, he reminded me of the bum from Terminator, you know, Terminator Genesis as well. The one that Kyle Reese sees in the alleyway and steals his pants. That's what the Green Arrow look like.
Oh,
that homeless fucking bum.
He reminds you of the bum from Batman and
Hood. Oh, yeah, nice coat.
Nice coat. How about you, Cody?
I adore part two, man. Like I said before, I adore this fucking story. Of course, I don't want to go over the fucking Superman Batman fight. We talked enough about that. Everybody knows it's fantastic. But yeah, the Joker's a fucking rampage, man. How awesome was that shit? That is quintessential Joker. I didn't mind Michael Emerson's voice. Like I said, it wasn't the greatest. And I don't know, I don't agree with Wayne so much. I didn't mind the design so much. I'm perfectly okay with it. But man, that was some great shit. Him just going fucking ape shit on the fucking citizens at the carnival. My God. That.
When he kicked that bitch in the ass when she was on the
bike? Yeah, I already kicked that woman in the ass, yes.
That shit was a lady. Shot her boyfriend, and she looking, and he just, boop!
The dude was just fucking relentless. He had absolute bloodlust, but it was...
That man might have been worse than him out of this movie.
Yeah, points, baby.
Even Batman punched the new commissioner and shit right in the fucking face. Knocked her glasses off and shit. I was like, damn, dude. Hit her ass hard, too. She went down to the ground. I was like, shit. How is she still unconscious right now? Put your hands up, then he took the gun away. Her ass went down. Like, that's it. I would have been funny had he stopped and said, oh, I thought you were someone else. I'm sorry. No violence against women, kids. Shit. He should have recorded that and showed it to Robin. No mercy. No mercy.
Actually, now you think about it, he does remind me of bloody the sensei out of Karate Kid. No mercy.
Damn. Well,
he's just an evil motherfucker in it.
I know you're not talking about Mr. Miyagi, right?
No. I'm talking about the leader of the Cobra Kai.
Oh, come on, the same thing, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, anything like Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi, Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's a Cobra Kai guy.
He's a Cobra Kai leader.
Yeah, he's shitty worse. Even, you know what's bad when Joker got to ask you what the hell is wrong with you? Come on.
Exactly.
Shit. Oh, and the dialogue Joker had between him and Batman in that fight, that was fucking fantastic, too. I mean, Joker was prepared to die just to tell him, hey, look, I won. You know, you'll burn for this shit. They'll fucking haunt your ass now. But that was fucking fantastic.
Oh, most definitely.
Which one do you like more, part one or part two?
Ooh, that's a good question. Damn, I don't know. I guess I gotta go with part one.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it was more character involved, character driven, as opposed to she just going balls to the wall in the second act. So, yeah, well, second part. So, yeah, I gotta go part one, but part two is very, very fucking close. Very close.
Yeah. I think I remember why I said part, I thought I liked part two better was just because that line he told Superman.
Yeah.
you fucking love that shit, though.
I love that. Dude, that line is fucking, that's one of the best fucking, I want that line in Dawn of Justice.
You know what? If Craig's listening, Craig, you need to make a poster of P1 as Batman and have Tommy McGrew or fucking Corey as Superman getting his ass beaten. Just so you can tell him you won.
That line is fucking, man. That line for me made that movie for me. I was like that. Even just rewatching it right not minutes ago and shit, I was just like listening, just like, this is a chill down your spine just to hear. Like, ooh. I mean, that's no other humiliation. They're like, why? You could kill anyone easily. You could defeat them. Like he even told him, he said, I could have made something stronger and took you out of commission permanently. But you know, hey. I want you to be around for this. I want you to live. While I'm dead and gone, I want you to live so even in your quietest moments, you will know that out of all the villains you've ever fought and stuff, me, human being Batman, was the one that kicked your ass. Oh, man, that's no bigger insult than saying some shit like that, right?
Nope. Not to this god, this amazing being with fucking eagles on his shoulders and shit, yeah.
Yeah, man. This dude is beating warlords, other gods of other worlds and shit, space people, robots and stuff like that. And go through your Hall of Fame, just be like, yeah, I've done some great work, whatever. And then think about it, you see that dead Batman statue over there and be like, but I couldn't understand or get him for some fucking reason, huh?
Yep.
It's always going to haunt your ass.
I fucking hope to God Zack Snyder puts that chemistry into the new one. The rivalry of the dark and the light. And that needs to be the key of that fucking movie. Because if you don't do what they did with this shit, it ain't going to work.
And there you go. That was the whole point of Dawn of Justice, why I had the complaints about it or whatever. It's just like, they don't have that history, that years and shit like that. Like for us, the fans and shit, we've been waiting for this. This is build up here. I swear, every time you watch those Justice League, even though they were getting along and stuff, you could still feel the tension that these two are just... They just two totally different people that can't work together. It just doesn't work out. Even when they do team up and stuff, it's nice and sweet, but at the same time, it still just feels uneven. And Green Arrow, he set it up best. He was like, you know what? We always knew it was going to come down to you two. Yeah, because they're the two biggest heroes out of DC.
Mm-hmm.
Batman will beat the shit out of any one of y'all.
You see who Batman's teaming up with now in the comics?
Yeah.
The Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. There's even a comic in the New 52 where, if I'm not mistaken, Gordon kind of becomes Batman for a while, some shit like that.
What? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. This is like after Batman died.
But okay.
Wanted to keep that.
I love Ninja Turtles and I love Batman. Why the fuck would you need to cross them two over? I don't know.
They cross turtles over with Power Rangers, shit.
They crossed Star Trek over with turtles. What was the point of that?
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. They had action figures and everything. Ninja Turtles.
Star Trek turtles crossover.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Look that shit up.
Good idea.
Are you fucking bullshitting me?
They had action figures of it too. Look it up. Ninja Turtles Star Trek. It's
a fucking... No.
Stupid retarded shit.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not fucking... But look that shit up. Ninja Turtles Star Trek.
In the blue fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my god, there is a
fuck serious. Yeah, I'll be fucking kidding. Oh my god.
What is this shit?
Did people buy this shit?
you get like Raphael's Freddy Krueger as well.
This is like the dumbest looking shit I've seen in my life. Oh my god.
Now if only they had an animated feature of that shit.
What you wearing a fucking stock uniform?
What is this shit?
Anything to make money, man.
Freddy
Krueger. You can get him as Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
Serious fashion? What?
Yeah, they did him as like Leatherface and shit. Michael Myers as Michelangelo. Yeah.
Okay, Wayne. I take back every bad thing I ever said about you. You useful, this motherfucker. I've never seen no shit like this before. What is this shit? Only Wayne will remember this shit too. Though. That's the thing.
They did. Ninja Turtles is in everything, man. Ninja Turtles was even Ghost. They did Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters at one stage.
They got the Universal Monster Ninja Turtles. What the fuck, dude?
Those fuckers are crossed over everywhere.
What? What is this shit? Why do you know this?
I know.
Why do you know this, Wayne?
I'm so glad I actually saw this.
It's like how you guys know everything with Marvel and shit. I know a fair bit about Ninja Turtles. I don't know why.
Why? Like, the fact that you would keep this in your memory, though, like...
will you ever forget it now? Will you ever forget this shit?
A site that has 18 ridiculous, awful teenage Ninja
Turtles. Oh, yeah, they're Terminator, yeah.
People, the Ravishing Reporter?
No, hell no.
So I tell you, you never forget this shit.
Whoa,
now.
I'm sorry, people. I just...
Wow.
Sumo Hell? What the fuck is this shit? What is this? I still lost. I
lost
words right now.
No, I'll tell you, they've been a part of everything.
Here you go. This is funny, right?
Oh, what's he saying?
This shit, man.
What is he saying?
Oh, it's probably... What is this?
What the fuck? That's just crazy. Excuse me.
Wow, that is Bandito. Wow, really?
April the Ninja Newscaster?
Bandito Bash and Mike? Are you kidding me?
Pizza tossing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. This shit looks creepy.
You gotta love this shit. Just when you think Michael Bay couldn't fuck it up anymore.
Oh my god.
Donatello Dracula.
Farmer Turtles.
Wow.
A rapid bike with a gold clock on.
Damn, so they got a superhero version of them, the sewer heroes. I'm like, what in the
heck? Goddamn ridiculous. Oh my god.
Farmer Turtles.
Are they turtles? That shit was just everywhere, so they cashed in with everything they possibly could. They want every fucking thing, man.
I'm still blown. I don't even know what we're talking about again.
Jesus. Yeah, fuck. We're talking about this turtle shit.
Wait, you should save this information from when we got to doing a turtle movie or something, because fuck, man. I don't think you can blow our minds anymore with this shit right here.
Oh, don't worry. There'll be more crazy shit to come.
We could do a whole podcast. My god.
Yeah, they've done some fucking good shit.
I'm really amazed right now. Wow.
Fucking muck. Muckman looked like Monster.
Oh, yeah, Muckman, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, this Bandito bashing Mike, that's the most racist shit.
I love that shit.
This shit is... Hey, this nigga a mustache.
How did they get approved, man?
That motherfucker, he looks like Red Dead Redemption, John's Martin.
Shit. That was
Dude, oh.
Bandito bashing Mike. Come on, man.
Cody, April the Ravishing Reporter. I turned into a slut, dude.
Come on.
Dude, is that a dildo?
No, what?
look up the number two, the Ravishing Reporter. That double-armed dildo right there next to the camera. In front of the camera, that is a fucking dildo, dude. Come on.
Oh,
no way. No way.
Wait, you look at that, too. That's a dildo.
Hey, if it is, good luck to it. That's a great action figure, right?
Dude, oh my god.
Am I right, Cody? You see it?
That, yeah? Look at that. Oh my god.
We should have done a show just based on this.
What in the fuck is this shit? They dress her up like a whore and then give her a dildo to walk the street.
Apparently it's supposed to be a katana blade curling iron, but come on, man.
Come on, man. There ain't no katana.
No.
No katana. I like it because the anal beads is right next to it, that rope.
Oh.
Good lord.
Oh, oh my.
This girl's a whore, dude. She got the camera filming it and every goddamn thing. How the fuck did these toys get approval, Wayne?
Early 90s, my man. Early 90s.
Holy shit.
Let me guess, Wayne. Did you have all these?
No, but I'm wishing I did now because this should be worth a fortune.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. It probably would be worth something. Especially that, her and her purple dildo.
Jesus. Dildo.
Man, I don't know. Damn, what the hell is we talking about? I don't even remember now.
it was something to do with Batman.
Oh, Batman, yeah, damn. Fuck, she got a purple dildo, dude. Come on. Come on, man. There ain't no fucking katana. They don't look like a katana.
Did you say bonus part? Apparently you can remove her skirt as well.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me.
Read that part. It's right there. Read it. I shit you not.
Katana blade curling iron. That's a
stick nunchuck. I'll be goddamn.
Bonus. You can also remove her skirt. Which I'm sure prepubescent boys love. Ah! Wow.
Gotta love the 90s, man. Gotta love the 90s.
Hell.
Oh, man. Hey, Cody, Hollywood may not be sexist and racist, but...
I was gonna say, you call Hollywood sexist. Is that that Dino Passion Mike? Reporter.
Goddamn toy companies.
They were teaching kids about sex and, you know, about racism. That's what they were doing back in the early 90s.
Wait, these toy companies was out, huh? Yeah, I wonder what you can do with an Optimus Prime doll. That motherfucker probably transformed into a dick or something.
A vibrator, yeah. That's what he was made for.
Damn. So instead of robots in disguise, that motherfucker was saying, vagina's up for disguise.
Transform and fuck pussy.
Decepticons, stomp that vagina.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that's when you had, like, the homeless Megatron one. It was, like, a broken-down pussy toy.
I'm sure we're going to review that soon, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Jesus Christ, man. I think it's probably the most shocking thing you've ever told him. This shit right here. God, Lord.
Talk about hijacking a podcast. God.
Yeah, I like how Wayne is. This doesn't affect him at all. You know, he's like, all this
shit. It's just shit. I remember all this shit. I forgot about the April slot one, though. That one I forgot about.
Wayne has no reaction to none of this shit. He's just like, yeah. I was like, man, what kind of choice are you playing with growing up, Wayne? Shit.
What?
Damn, all righty then. So back
to... okay, yeah, Batman.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Like, I don't even fuck, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
ratings?
Yeah, let me minimize the screen. Minimize this fucking screen. So Dark Knight Returns, man. Part 2. Joker was great in there. Wayne, final thoughts, I guess? I'm lost.
My thoughts are all over the fucking place. But yeah, Frank Miller, get back to that. Overall, for both of them, really, really enjoyed them. Probably the better animated films that they... Because normally you always get one that's good and the other one's really shit, but this... I enjoyed the shit out of both of them. However, there were little things that they could have done better, but overall, without doubt, probably the best Frank Miller thing I've ever fucking seen, because lately that guy's been... I'll tell you, he's done some fucking terrible shit with, you know, bloody 300 and all that fucking crap, so...
This is Bruce Timm's last film before he left animation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And so, look what's happened since then. Fucking
he has been shit, yeah.
It's one rule, get back Bruce Timm. He knows what he's fucking doing.
How do you guys feel about the Killing Joke being made, then?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't fucking wait.
Do it good, but they won't.
Is Bruce Timm working on that?
What's that?
Is Bruce Timm working on that?
Yes, he is.
Okay, then thank God. I was about to say, because if it ain't Bruce Timm, I don't want to see that shit.
Timm's on it.
All right, then. Whew, fuck. Oh, man, I was worried. Woo, I was sweating. I was shit, man. Because I heard a lot. I swear, I'll say this again. I think Justice League War is one of the worst fucking animated movies I've ever fucking watched, personally. All right. Even out of live action, that movie was just fucking terrible.
No, it's awful. It's truly fucking awful.
Yeah, and, man, you never had the pleasure of watching that. Wow.
Oh, he hasn't seen it, has he?
Oh, what a shame. Oh.
Son of a bitch.
He did get CJ ready to watch it, because CJ, I remember Wayne asked him, you aren't prepared for this, are you? And he's like, no. And then he kind of watched a little bit of it, and he walked away, so.
Son of a
bitch.
Yeah,
no, I didn't see it. I saw a little bit on his phone while, before you guys had to review it, and I was like, nah, fuck this shit. This shit's horrible.
Nah, you need to watch that.
Nah, I'll be sick. How about I can get me and Luke to watch it? We'll do a video review or something while watching it.
Shit, have fun with that shit, man.
If I'm going to suffer, I'm going to suffer with someone. Fuck that.
No, I'll tell you right. If you didn't like Man of Steel, you are going to hate the fuck out of it. Actually, I don't even like it. I despise Man of Steel, and I think even the Superman there was better than the one they had in Justice League.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. That, that war Superman.
that war Superman. That nigga's biggest line in there was, you're stronger. What did he just say?
Hey, you talking about stripping everything from a character? God damn.
Yeah, man, that, and then Cyborg having daddy issues.
Oh shit, don't remind me.
I've got, save it for
you
the
wanna talk about, you
please
talk
don't
about
spoil this movie. Don't spoil it. I've really got to see it.
you want to talk about the designs of the Joker? Cyborg, I ain't gonna lie, Cyborg designs are like shit in that movie.
He's a shit character, so.
No, baby, his design look like shit in that movie. Like literally, he looked crappy in that movie.
Yeah,
God. Oh, I can't wait.
War Machine. Wayne, what would you give the movie, though?
Oh, look, definitely both see it. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, even with the issues I had of them, but overall, great Batman. Yeah, especially, beating the shit out of Superman. You got to love that shit. Who does not love seeing that shit? But yeah,
everybody loves that. Everybody's a Batman fan over Superman. Come on now. I don't know not one person that would say Superman's going to kick Batman's ass. Come on now. Let's be real.
I know them, but they're just wrong. That's all. Simple as that.
You guys remember in the Superman animated series when Batman busted through the rooftop glass like he always did in those cartoons and shit, and then he punched Superman twice and then showed him that kryptonite and had him down on his knees? I was like, oh, that was close. That was the most effective moment of my life right there when I was... yeah. Two punches is all it took. And then I showed him kryptonite. And
that's like, it.
Ah, you are a bitch, Superman. Jesus Christ, man. Oh, it's talking about... They just don't know if I would unleash. Well, then just do it then and rid the world of crime, you know?
He's too
a selfish bastard.
Of course he is, because he's a pussy.
He's trying to keep that that job security. That's what it is. If I unleash, then I won't be able to save anymore, and nobody's going to hire me because, you know, reporting is kind of out of the business
well,
right
we
now.
All know he's an illegal alien. We all know Donald Trump would send him home if he wasn't doing anything. So. He's got to keep his work.
You know what? You laugh, but there was some signs in the fucking in that Dawn of Justice trailer too that did say that. It said
damn straight.
Absolutely right. Damn.
So I wouldn't be shocked if a log is passed. I'm be like, hey, nigga, you gotta take your ass back. You'll see that.
This was man.
You'll be seeing that brother in front of a Home Depot working next to him and shit.
Oh boy.
Final thoughts on Dark Knight Returns.
Final thoughts. Well, this is one of my all-time favorite Batman stories, and I thought this movie did a spectacular, well, both these movies did spectacular jobs bringing that story to animated life. Was it too sold on all the voice acting at first, but like I said before, it all grew on me. I thought the animation was well done. Of course, all the story beats in here, Batman being the shit out of Superman, Joker going fucking crazy, Two-Face the story, Selina Kyle's downfall, Bruce Wayne.
<It's> like, downfall.
Hey, she's got her own business, Cody. What are you talking about?
Call that business, all right.
she's doing better than everybody. What are you talking about?
Exploring Bruce Wayne's character after the death of Jason Todd, you know, him being an older Batman, him just going to the brink of insanity, pretty much. I mean, all this stuff is great stuff. Great stuff, man. This is probably Frank Miller's best story. Yeah, this is the best story.
Easily.
It is. Easily.
Yeah.
That's no question, Cody. This is.
Yeah. It's just so crazy that he could make something so spectacular and see where he is now. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, but don't worry. He's coming out with part 3.
I know, I was going to say, doing a second sequel to this shit, I'm like, oh, Jesus.
When I read that, I just rolled my eyes and said, ah, oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, man, I read when I read The Dark Knight Strikes Again, I was like, what the fuck? I'm going to throw that goddamn book in the window so fast.
The Dark Knight Strikes Again.
I'm telling you, he should team him up with, you know, Rappin' Mike and fucking, you know, those.
Rappin' Mike. That'll bring Batman back to his glory.
Oh, come on, people would love that. See that shit, a hip hop,
fucking slutty April and slutty Mexican Raphael and shit. Yeah,
who else could do it better than Frank Miller? He likes doing dark shit. There you go. Oprah with a dildo, perfect.
Frank Miller needs to stay away from a fucking keyboard and pen, pencil, and all together and shit. I'm sorry, he needs to stop writing.
Sit down and enjoy life. That's all he needs to do right now.
Yeah, man, he just needs to retire. I'm sorry, Miller.
I'm sorry, Frank Miller. You do.
He made a lot of shit. I mean, he's made more a lot of shit, but when he hits gold, he hits gold. But that's
his Daredevil stuff, great.
Yeah, his Marvel shit is always better than his DC shit.
That is true. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't know if DC fucked him over at one point in his life.
He's doing this shit on purpose.
Dimension on purpose, Wayne. Yes. He's fucking DC over on purpose because they fuck. I mean, it's gotta make sense, right? They probably fucked him over. I mean, you do so great with Daredevil and fuck him with Batman. They're damn near almost the same character in the art, so I mean, some parts. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck you, Frank Miller. what you guys think of the Robin, Cody?
Carrie Kelly, I don't mind her so much, man. I think she's cool, man. She's fun.
She's a slut.
There's no Jason Todd or Timothy Drake, but she's fine, man. She's cool for the story.
Yeah, how about you, Wayne?
I hate it. I don't like Robin as a woman. I've said it. Don't like it.
You know that costume was made for a woman, though. I mean, that.
I know, but I don't care. No penis, no Robin.
And shit, the way she was hugging on Batman when they escaped from Selina Kyle LeVar, I was like, that's a little creepy for me. I was like, when did Z become Batman? Come on. What's going on here? And I was like, yeah, a little too close now. I mean, this ain't helping those rumors, Batman, and you being what you were back in the day when I was sleeping in that bed with Robin and shit like that. So come on, man. Put the girl down. Let her go on her own. You know what I'm saying? Your creepy ass right now. You know, who's to say what you will do? She's probably like, well, she doesn't have really too many series, whatever to go, but yeah, I guess she is the worst Robin.
Easily, man.
And that's only because the rest of them got so much. I'm going to say, Jason Todd, man, he was just a two-faced coin, man. You couldn't trust him. You don't know what the fuck to do with someone like him. He was a wild card.
Yeah, but you think of it. Okay, go through the origins of the Robins. You got, obviously, Grayson becomes Nightwing. Jason Todd obviously goes on to become Red Hood. Interesting. What's this bitch ever gone on to do? Fuck all. That's why she's not interesting.
Oh, you forgot. Tim Drake becomes a Joker.
Yep, Tim Drake, yeah. There you go. See, you just add that. Yeah, perfect.
What about little Damien?
He becomes the devil. Damien.
Damn. Well, technically, his mother is considered to have a father that's the devil. So
there you go. Yeah.
Demon's head.
Yeah, you ain't that far off. I was liking what they were doing with Damien, and then the new 52 kicked in and fucked all that up, and then we got that shitty-ass movie called Son of Batman, and it was like, oh, there you go.
Have you guys seen the new one yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, the Batman versus Robin?
Yeah.
It looked like the same shit Son of Batman was.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I was just curious if you guys have seen it.
Nah, and you know, back then, man, I used to rush out when these Blu-rays came out for fucking these DC anime. I used to be the first one to get those damn things. Nowadays, man.
You realize Bruce Timm's not involved there? Fuck that shit.
Hell yeah. Shit, fuck those movies. After Justice League War, Manus and all that, and Son of Batman, and even the Suicide Squad, or Son of Arm, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know why people still think these movies are great. These are like the worst of all of them, to be honest. These are the most lackluster, bare-bone fucking film that they've made so far. They really were hurting after Bruce Timm. As far as Dark Knight Returns, part one, part two, love them. Man, there's so many iconic moments in both of these films. I mean, this is Batman's legacy right here. I mean, this is the ending of a finale here. This is how you wrap up. I don't know how long these niggas been friends for, whatever. Batman Superman's history, Batman Joker's history. I mean, just the whole Batman legacy himself. I thought it was just fantastic. And if you played Arkham Knight, there's a little sort of tie-in between this book and also that game. But Cody, did you get 100% yet?
Not just yet.
Okay, well then let me shut the fuck up then.
I'm still trying to figure out how you got 100% so goddamn fast.
Oh, shit. I just, YouTube, my friend. You think I was going to go through all that really?
I'm about to say, I try to do it authentically, man, but yeah, okay.
Nah, I think those Riddler shits are the worst goddamn things of them games. So, you know, I fuck that.
How would you have to do the Riddler, get all those trophies to get 100%? I think you just have to do the Catwoman shit.
That don't give you points? No, I thought it did.
No. Not towards 100%. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought you had to do every goddamn thing in here. There's a lot of Justice League hints in that game, too.
Lots.
Easter eggs in there, especially the Wayne's favorite character, the Huntress and Black Canary and shit.
Whatever. Even the name Black Canary. What, who gives a shit? What a name's that?
Hey, Wayne, this will make you feel better. She goes out with Green Arrow, man.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled now. Some pointless bitch dating some pointless fuckwit. Who cares?
Hey, Green Arrow's cool, man.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great show going on.
Around him just because of that goddamn show. Fuck that show. Hey, Green Arrow.
Show is ruined Green Arrow's legs.
Yeah, that ain't Green Arrow. People listening to this podcast right now, that ain't Green Arrow. I'm sorry.
But that's what people know him as now. That's my argument when all these fuckwits get stuck at me about all the Ghostbusters. Oh, it's not going to destroy the old films. But motherfuckers are going to remember that shit. Like the way I remember Green Arrow as that dickhead on TV at the moment.
ISCW.
You fucking ruined it. Idiots.
You know, until they make that Green Arrow movie, yeah, I guess you got a point, Wayne. We are kind of suckers. That motherfucker.
Shit.
That literally replaced Smallville. It's still going. Shit. Oh, it's still going. They're giving this nigga spinoffs and shit.
Yeah, the worst song. Do you remember that intro for Smallville? Fuck that song. And somebody save me. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. You know what? I worked out. That song was bloody Kevin Costner singing that to his son to trying to save him with a fucking tornado. He's never listened.
I hate that.
A bunch of kids finally told him, yeah, fuck him. Fuck him. They don't like you? Fuck him. She inter-channeled her inner Jonathan Kent or whatever. They don't like you? You know all these people damn think. Fuck him.
I love that. I love that line in the new trailer from her. You don't know anything? Fuck him. Who gives a shit?
Fuck him. You know what ruined that moment, though, was the stupid look on his fucking face.
Thank you. He's got like...
shut up, Superman. God damn, I hate that guy. I just don't like him. I'm sorry. Superman, anything. I just look at him. He's just like, oh, what a pretentious bitch.
You should have bloody slapped him. Said, bitch, you're not my mama. I'll do what I want to do. Wow.
No, he should have gave her a look and just said, you're right. Fuck him. Fuck him. I don't owe these people nothing. Fuck him. Shit. Oh, I'm a goddamn thing. Meanwhile, Batman's creeping in the fucking corn bush over there and shit. Just like, that's right. That's right, Martha. You keep telling him that. Yeah.
I love the ratio, the stereotype of all the Mexicans in like the Cinco de Mayo wall paint bullshit.
Yeah. Damn.
They're all trying to touch him and shit. Look at that shit, racist.
It's like, oh, sensei. Oh, sensei.
Sensei. Hey, might as well go to that one.
A trip.
Trying to Transformers.
Transformers 4 ad popped up on his website.
I gotta watch that shit yet. Oh, fuck.
You will watch. Oh, you haven't watched it yet.
No.
Oh, boy. Boy, don't get any ideas. Don't get any ideas.
No.
You'll watch it, Wayne. You will.
I will one day when I'm desperate and lonely.
Only at the movies allow you to watch it. It's 3 hours long, by the way.
Fuck that film.
No, I give it a see it, man. Both films, I think it's both definitely a see it. This is definitely a full culmination of, if you're definitely a Batman fan, I think you definitely have to watch this. I mean, add so much to the story of Batman. I add so much to his psyche, his villains, and everything, and how they feel. It's a great story, even with the whole Superman aspect to it, and find out what happened to the Justice League, how Superman pretty much fucked over Green Arrow, kind of like how Wayne is doing right now.
He fucked me over. Warner Brothers fucked me over with that shit.
So you're on Superman's side of this movie, is what you're saying?
No, I hate him as well.
Green Arrow goes to Wayne, tell him, you know that motherfucker took my arm, right? No, you fucking deserve it.
He deserved it.
You shot those arrows at him, what'd you expect?
Yeah, fucking ignorant dick. Do your one-arm chin-ups now, dickhead.
You bring arrows to a Superman fight. That's your fault. It's your fault, mate. But no,
seriously, do that.
See, it's all around for both films.
Yeah, buddy.
But you know, next time it's Wayne's turn for animated.
Well, we spoke about it. We haven't seen it, so why not do it? Batman versus Robin.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, well, I scared me. I thought he was going to say something else.
Oh, no. What do you think I was going to pick?
I was like, what did we say? Hold on. Think what did we say? Batman versus Robin. All right, so it's the first time for all of us then.
Yeah, which I think is a first.
Yeah.
This is going to be funny now. I don't want to see this.
This is going to be awesome.
We got that kid from Batman and Son. So, yeah. Son of Batman or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yep.
Son of Batman, yeah.
Yeah, we all know how much Cody loved that kid, so.
Yeah.
I still have the DVD, Cody, if you want it.
Yeah, you can shut it up your ass. I don't want it.
You should have seen my ass when I bought that. I was all excited. I was like, yeah, DC anime film. All right.
Yeah, compared to us buying Sex in the City, you bastard.
Yeah, I've seen that shit before. I ain't never going back to that. Yeah, we had to pay for it.
We had to buy that shit.
Hey, I had to pay for it. Well, I didn't pay for it. I had to watch it though in theater. Now what? Shut up, shit.
Fair enough. Shit.
Don't you judge me. I'll try to get some ass tonight. Well, people, we'll be back for, what's that shit called? Batman versus Robin.
We will.
New 52 style.
Yep.
We will.
And then after that, we come to Cody, and God only knows, he might pick Throne of Atlantis or some shit like that. So, you know what I mean?
No.
We got to cut out the bad ones so we can just have the good ones.
Yeah, we don't have to do that. We just avoid the bad ones. Let's do that. Yeah,
I think we did a lot of the good ones, though. That's the problem.
We're only going to have shit left.
Got some good ones, anyone? Anyone got some more good ones? I mean, what we got left of the good ones?
None.
Doom and
Flashpoint. Have we done Flashpoint?
No, we haven't. Did we do
no Flashpoint? Have we?
No, I don't think we. I mean, we did earlier. No, I don't think we did Flashpoint. Yeah. So we got Flashpoint and Doom. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Great. All right. Apes left.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. Okay. Shit.
Wow, you better knock out them bad ones, man.
Hey, the bad ones are more entertaining.
Oh, and we got Year One.
Oh, fuck. I've never seen Year One.
Oh.
Don't go into it expecting a Batman story.
No, well, fair enough.
Well, people, that's been Spoiling at the Movies, another edition of it, and, wow, Wayne, you just fucked us on that. I will be back next time for another edition of Spoiling the Movies. I'm the phenomenal one, unfortunately.
I am Cody, and we gotta watch Batman versus fucking Robin.
And I'm rapping, you know, stereotyping Wayne, whatever the fuck, Ninja Turtle bullshit.
I saw that photo with you with that chain on, that bandana, and that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, I'm cool, I say.
So that's where you got that from, then, yeah. Huh?
El Diablo, man. He's my boy.
Hey, you look cool in that trailer. What are you talking about? Hey, he had that smoke. Santa Maria candle.
Smoking a joint. Badass motherfucker.
I need to do it. I want to do a show on that trailer of the Suicide Squad.
We should.
Oh, man. All right, people. Later, bastards.
Yeah, later.
Beautiful bastards, you.
I will tear him limb from limb.
He's in his prime. He'll kill you.
I will show you who rules Gotham City!
I'm not finished yet.